Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Today I am in my fuzzy Sherpa and I am so excited. I think that Sherpas have really just taken over the fall season and it just feels like it's hugging me. At the same time, I feel like a really furry bear. I actually had some people hugging me at work because it was just, it's just so soft and it feels amazing. So I totally do not mind being the next Olaf and giving out free hugs. Today, I wanted to talk about a few things. The one thing I wanted to speak about is just the idea of going for it. In my past videos on my YouTube channel and when I talk about going for your dreams and your goals and just making the decision to do that leap of faith, I wanted to talk about my own leap of faith and how that all transpired and where that spark came from. So again, as always, get all cuddled up if you can and grab yourself a really yummy thing of tea. The reason why I have tea on my brain as well too is because I'm binge watching Good Witch, which, oh my gosh, if you guys have not seen Good Witch, it's so good. I've watched the seasons like multiple times and I know Eddie is probably so annoyed with me, Eddie, my boyfriend. And yeah, but it's just, it's great. Anyways, okay, let's dive into the episode. We dance, we sing, we live, we love tonight. One of my favorite topics that I've covered in the past, taking a leap of faith and just going for your dreams. I can never speak too much about this topic because it really rings true to all of my success and all of the things that I've accomplished in my own life. From the very beginning, for me, I remember I was on a school retreat. We used to take these retreats, get on a bus that would take us up to the mountain, and with no cell service, which probably was a good thing back when we had our flip phones. We would stay in these cabins and it was just a really great time to reconnect with our friends, new people, reconnect with ourselves. And they would have certain activities that we could partake in. So everything from flag football to this one activity where we had to get in this almost like this contraption that they made and you would swing from a tree, and that was somewhat frightening. And we would even have dress up days and just all this fun stuff. There was one activity, it was a lip syncing contest. My friends and I came in second place. And actually, I take that back. I think it was an actual talent show contest, but we did lip syncing. I did the song Every Woman by Whitney Houston, of course. And we won second place against real singers, which was kind of ridiculous. But anyways, again, it such great memories and I loved doing that. One of the activities that I remember, and I do not remember which year it was, but we had to climb a telephone pole, and then there was a bar that we had to leap out and hold on to. And of course, we were in a harness and it was all safe, but it was nerve-wracking because if you've ever climbed a telephone pole, it can be really high. And to have the bar right out where you have to reach out and jump. And if you don't, then you just drop a bit until they, you know, pull you back up by the harness. And it was called the Leap of Faith, from what I remember at least. And I just, oh my gosh, so many of my friends were doing, you know, that there's no way that I'm going to be able to do this. I'm not the biggest fan of heights. And this just seems like a really bad idea. And I remember this one kid, oh my gosh, he was teasing me so hard, you guys. He was like, oh, Laura, like, you're not going to do this, you know, just really trying to challenge me. And of course, with my personality, I was like, oh, really? Okay, yeah, I'm going to so do this. I'm going to show you. And ended up climbing this telephone pole. And about halfway there, I looked down and I was like, oh my gosh, what the heck did I just do? Which I think is with any idea or anything that we, you know, just as people, when we dive into something that we had an idea about or that we want to do. And sometimes we get to a point where we're like, oh my gosh, I'm an idiot. This is a really horrible idea. And I was stuck there for a few seconds. And some of my friends were cheering me on. And the other guy was still like, okay, come on down. Like, you're not going to do it. Right. I was like, no, like, I'm going to keep pushing myself. So I finally got to the top of the telephone pole, and it's a round, oval circle. And so you have to get your feet like really close together to stand on top of it so you can leap out and hold on to the bar. And obviously if someone was looking at this and they would look at me like, okay, you have long arms, so you're totally going to get the bar. But I didn't think I was going to make it. Like, I was like, this, I'm going to drop. This is so scary. And isn't it crazy how I was thinking about my friends who were cheering me on, or just people who knew that I was going to make it, that I was going to reach out to and grab the bar. Isn't it insane how other people can see our potential? They can see that we're going to achieve something when we can't even see it ourselves, when we're so blinded by the fear of not only just grabbing on to the bar or the dream or the goal, but staying there, right? Because for that instance, you know, you had to hold on to the bar until they were able to, then you had to still let go. And so they could lower you. And I think that's a whole nother thing as well, too, is that once we do finally take that leap of faith and we reach out and we grab whatever goal or dream, there is still a point in which sometimes we have to then let go of control, let go of the feeling of this might fail, so that we are able to keep going. Like, if I had just stayed up there and just held on to the bar forever, then I wouldn't be here talking to you guys. Maybe they would have just like flown in a helicopter and whatnot to help me down. But standing on top of that telephone pole, oh my goodness, that gut-wrenching, like, okay, this is horrible. Just ultimate fear, and fear just gets in the way of everything, and it can just seem so scary. And looking back on it now, I'm like, I can so do that again. I don't know why I was so scared, but being in it, you just feel petrified, because it's also an unknown as well too. Like, when you're in your dream and your goal, and you have this idea, and you're like, okay, like, I really want to do this, but I have no idea how it's going to turn out. I have no idea if I'm going to be successful. I have no idea if this is the thing for me. And taking that chance, leaping out and grabbing onto it, is hard sometimes. But I remember I shut my eyes really tightly and I was like, all right, I'm going to give it everything I got. And I just leaped and I reached out and I grabbed it, and it was the best feeling in the world. I was like, oh my gosh, I actually grabbed this thing. And it was even sweeter to prove that I could do it to the naysayer, or that, you know, person who was telling me I could not do it. It felt even sweeter. And I just remember like holding on to the bar and everyone was cheering. And then it came to the part where I had to let go. Now, I don't know which was tougher, leaping out and grabbing onto the bar or letting go, but I did. I let go and came on down, and it just felt great. And all that time that I spent being afraid of, when I was climbing up, when I was standing on top of the telephone pole, like, all of that faded away. Like, it didn't even happen. And that's the same thing that I feel about when it comes to our dreams and our goals. I feel that when you finally do make that step, you're like, you know what? I'm going to do this. And I don't care how it turns out. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what people say. And when you finally do make that happen, the feeling is indescribable. And in everything that I've done thus far, I have no regrets because I decided to go ahead and leap out and do it. And I think the only regret that I would have had would be to not try. So that was the first spark that I ever had of a leap of faith. The next one that I had, I remember I was in Virginia and it was my first time really getting my hands wet in photography and modeling. And oh my goodness, I know my parents would tell you that ever since I was little, I used to be like just loving to be in front of the camera. And it was just such a, I don't even know what it was about it really of being in front of a camera, but I was just really obsessed with it. And my dad swears that when I was born and I was in his arms, that the television was on. And he swears that I lifted my head to watch TV. And of course, you know, he says that everybody who he tells that story to, they're like, no way, a newborn cannot lift up their head to watch television. But he swears on his life that happened, which would now make sense because I'm obsessed with everything, you know, television, from TV shows and movies. And also anytime that something would go wrong, my mom would always have us go to the movies. And it's just something that's really been close to my heart and storytelling and all that bit. But basically, going back to that second spark with my friends, we were trying to ride around small town Fredericksburg, Virginia, and we were trying to figure out an area where we could take pictures. Now, for me, I am very much a airy, free people, somewhat bohemian, I guess, very like wild and free, and I love nature. And so any sort of like wild land really was attractive to me. And we came across this field, this empty field. And I was like, oh my gosh, like this would be so perfect. And right across the field was actually horses, which was really cool. And I was like, oh my gosh, like I really want to take pictures here. But it was private property. And my friend was like, oh no, like let's just try to find somewhere else. And I was like, no, like, let's like call the number. And so I called the number on the sign. And this guy answered, and I was like, hey, like, you know, your property is amazing. It's so beautiful. And we would just love the opportunity to take pictures on it. And I said, you know, a few other words. And to be honest with you, I completely expected him to be like, no, you guys are weird. And why would I do this? But the opposite happened. And he was like, oh my gosh, of course. Like, yeah, anytime. So we were able to take pictures of that field. And even though that was such a small thing, again, like it just showed me an example of nothing is impossible, right? Like you can always ask and you can always try things and you never know what's going to happen. Another instance was when I was first getting into being a brand ambassador and again, modeling and everything. And American Eagle was running this competition where you had to show your love and their American Eagle jeans and some sort of campaign. So I was so excited because I was really trying to just get in front of these brands and show my face. So I was like, okay, like let's set up a photo shoot. And I bought all these like American Eagle clothes and I got one of my friends to do a photo shoot in her backyard, which was actually perfect, by the way, because her backyard looked gorgeous. Like again, like tons of fields and whatnot. And I didn't end up winning the competition, or at least that competition. But then they did end up reaching out to me and just saying how much they like loved my photos. And they even reposted my photos, which was huge. And it led me to the next competition that they had where it was to win like $1,000. And I won that. And my friend won it too, which was so crazy. And just again, like asking that question of like, okay, you know, or not even asking a question, but just understanding that, like, if you want something, like, if you want to be a model, if you want to be the editor-in-chief of Teen Vogue, if you want to be a doctor, if you want to change the world, those things are all possible. And it's just a matter of you pursuing it. Like, it's just a matter of you first telling yourself that it's possible, but then secondly being like, okay, like, putting in the work to getting there. Because I think that's the other thing that is what people tend to shy away from, the amount of work that it takes to achieving your dreams and everything that everybody puts into it. Now, some people approach it differently. Like, some people are like, oh, you can't sleep. You have to stay hungry. You have to get up at like 3 a.m. and you have to go to bed only for a couple hours. There's other people who are like, actually, you need sleep to be creative and you need to meditate and you need to just know the right people. There's so many different avenues in getting to where you want to be, but I think that you always have to do something that is best for you. For me, what I found is if I'm inspired by something, if I gain passion for it, I just do it to do it. I just want to create it to create it. I challenge myself and set a certain goal and do everything I can to reach that goal. And sometimes it then creates a new goal for me, or it moves me in a different direction that I didn't see before. And it's okay to change directions as well, too. I think that was another hard thing that I learned in pursuing my dreams, is that I originally thought that, okay, like, I only have one main dream and it can only look one certain way. But then I learned that actually it can look in multiple ways and it can be multifaceted, and I can achieve so many other things as well too. And it doesn't have to be this end all be all. And in fact, the journey getting there is actually what's really special. And I think My Magazine is a perfect example of that. When I created that, I really created it out of pain, essentially, because I was going through a really hard time and I wanted to be inspired by something. I had a need to inspire other people through storytelling. And so when I created that and got people to be a part of it and did an event around it and got into a store and all these different things, I think the day that I said, okay, like, I'm going to walk away from this, was not a sad day for me, because I felt like I accomplished everything that I wanted to with it. And it was okay to move on to another dream, another goal, and not saying that I want to ever go back to that. But everything that I was supposed to get from that, I got. And that was a really great lesson that I learned, that it's just okay to have multiple dreams. And something that I tried to implement and just remind myself is that, again, like, things are possible, and to never stop or be hesitated by fear and to keep going. I think that you don't, and for me, sometimes, yes, when I'm working on things, I will have late nights and sometimes it will be struggles. However, for me, in identifying my dreams and goals, I always ask myself, like, okay, like, is this bringing me joy? Is this something that I want to do? Because a lot of times our dreams and goals are driven by other things. And I think for me, you know, when people tell me that I can't do something, that drives me. But that should not be the sole driver for my dreams and goals, because that is just about, oh, like, I just want to prove this person wrong, not, oh, this actually brings me true joy and this is actually something I want to do. My perfect example for that was when I joined basketball. I don't like basketball, but I remember this girl told me that before, when I was trying to figure out if I was going to do basketball or cheerleading, she's like, oh, you should definitely be a cheerleader because you're just going to be on the sidelines doing your nails. And that infuriated me. And I was like, oh, really? Well, I'm going to prove you wrong and I'm going to join the basketball team. And I did. And I made it all the way to like the varsity team, but guess what? I didn't like it at all. And I didn't put my all into it. I barely practiced. I only practiced if I had to. And it just wasn't my passion. And life is so short. It's like, why would you get up and do something that's not passion or something that doesn't bring you joy? Now, and not to confuse that with like sometimes like we have to do things that we don't like to do in order to live the lives that we're living, like in order to pay the bills, because I wish that we lived in a world where, you know, our jobs could just be our passions. But I think that it's a healthy balance if you have to have a job to be able to pay the bills, but you're still making time for your other passions. I think that's totally okay. And I used to think like, oh my gosh, like how are you able to balance like a 9-to-5 while also still doing your passion? You only have to do your passion. Now my mind is completely changed on that because I'm in a 9-to-5 that I really like, that I'm learning a lot of skills on, that I'm, you know, I know that it's growing me professionally and just also as a person, while I'm also still doing things like this that bring me a lot of joy and that I just have a lot of fun doing. So I think it's really important just to identify those things in your life and not to get too caught up in the hustle and bustle of everybody else and what everyone else is doing. And I'm really starting to ask myself more and more those questions. Like, it's very Kondo style of, okay, like, does this bring me joy? And if not, like getting rid of it. And because I'm realizing as well too, that when you do have tons of dreams and goals and you just want to do everything and you feel like sometimes you're running out of time and you only have a certain amount of small time to do it, which is so not true. Like, I think that whatever we were put on this earth for is going to happen, and there's a reason for everything. And I'm just, for me, like, I'm starting to embrace that more, and I'm starting to embrace the fact like my life, even though I may see my life in a certain way, it can completely go left, and that's okay. And I just have to have faith that like everything will work out and everything will be fine. I saw this quote on Pinterest. It was talking about tacos and how sometimes tacos fall apart, but we still love them. And it's so true about like us as human beings. Like sometimes like we completely can fall apart and we completely can just be out of sorts, but we should still love ourselves and we should still give ourselves grace. And again, everything is going to be okay. Everything will work out. And I feel like I can be a testament to that with everything that's happened in my life thus far. Like sometimes I can feel completely like, what the heck am I doing back up on that telephone pole trying to jump out to this bar? And then other times I'm like, oh my gosh, I did it. Like this is what true joy really feels like. So I think making that leap of faith is definitely worth it. And I encourage you guys and whatever you're doing right now to start to ask yourself more and more, like, what brings me joy, and pursue that with every single fiber in your being, because it is so important that everyone has that. Okay, guys. So as always, thank you so much for listening. And definitely, I encourage you guys to head on over to my Anchor channel and leave me a voicemail asking any sort of questions that you want to. You know, I want this to be a place where you guys feel completely comfortable and you can share anything that you like. And I would love to be able to respond back to you. And the podcast is now called the Lauren Taylor Podcast, uploaded weekly. And again, just thank you so much for your love and support. All right. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.